Merry Christmas, everyone. Wasn't that great, kids? Good job. The kid who was shouting in the front, that wasn't my kid. Just want to say that. Merry Christmas. Welcome, everyone. My name is Pastor John. I'm so glad to be here celebrating Christmas with you all. Wanted to say a lot of you behind our backs contributed money or gifts to me and Peter. Those were presented to us this morning, and we both want to say thank you very much for your Christmas gifts. We really appreciate that. So give yourselves a round of applause. Tonight, it's not Christmas. Today, we're going to talk about, the theme is I bring my best to you. I want to talk about God's best to us, Jesus Christ and his forgiveness. I want to talk about the forgiveness that we need from Jesus Christ and how that is God's best for us. If you have a Bible, open it to Matthew chapter 1:18. If you don't worry about it. We're going to project the words on the screen behind me here. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Matthew 1:18 says this. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged or engaged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, Mary was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Let me pray for us. God, thank you for this wonderful day and this wonderful season to celebrate your tremendous gift to us. God, you gave your best to us through Jesus Christ, and you gave your best to us through forgiveness. And I pray that this time looking in your word and remembering this day would be beneficial for us and help us grow close to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, question for you guys by show of hands. In your families, how many of you open gifts Christmas Eve, tonight? This is when you open gifts. Cheaters, all of you. Okay, all right. Now, show of hands, how many of you actually wait till tomorrow, Christmas morning, before opening gifts? Okay, good. All right, now, honestly, how many of you have already started opening up Christmas gifts? All right, okay. Now, here's a question. I need some response, so raise your hand so I can hear from you. How do you guys let each other know what you want for Christmas? In other words, how do you let your family or friends know what you want for Christmas? Raise a hand. Yeah, go for it. So when you guys are going shopping, you point to the things you want. All right. Okay, other things. Yeah, Ed. So you look in a catalog, cut out the article, and post it in your wife's bathroom mirror. Yeah, Trina. You put it on a list, like a paper list? Okay, so you put it on the papers and you hand it to them. Great, yes, Jada. you just beg. You beg your mom. Yeah, way back there, Amanda. Oh, I love that. Your mom gives you the money. You go buy the gift. You give it to her and she wraps it for you. That's beautiful. Yeah, Pete. You just love, I love green. Oh, money, I gotcha. Just give me money. Yeah. You post your list on Facebook. Now, is this a public list that anyone can see? Wow, I like that. Post it on Facebook. Maybe one more. Yeah, Jose. Ah, I like it. They tell us what they want, and then we go buy them something different. So the gifts are used. Okay, well, the last few years in our family, what we've done, we found this website called My Gift Wish List, where you can list everything you want for Christmas and share it with your friends. And so we do this, and every year we check the list to figure out what to get for each other. But I've noticed as I've gotten older, my gifts get more expensive. And it's hard to put certain things on a wish list that your kids get. Like, I want a car. you know, or I want a TV, or I want a house. You know, those things, they cost a lot of money. And so I've learned not to put what I really want on my wish list because it's too pricey. So I'll put other things like, you know, Starbucks gift cards, which actually I do like, by the way, in case. You have some time. I'll tell you where I live. You know, I'll put things that are affordable, things that, you know, that my family can afford and I don't look too needy or too, you know, greedy. But I have found that some of the best gifts I ever get are the ones that aren't on my wish list, that I even know I wanted, but when I got it, I thought, wow, that was it. Have you guys had that kind of experience before? Those are the best gifts. You know, I remember many years back, over 10 years ago, I was at home with my parents' home, and my sister gave me her Christmas gift to me. I unwrapped it, and it was a board game I'd never seen before called Gestures. Anyone hear of that game? And I didn't know what, it wasn't on my list. So though I didn't say it, I think I showed how disappointed I was, because I think I kind of said, what's this? This was not on my wish list. I don't want this. And my sister quickly caught on to my facial expression. She said, well, here's what I figured, John. And at the time, I worked with a lot of college students. She said, I know you work with college students, and you're probably always looking for something fun to do with them, and this is a great board game that you can use with them. And you know what? She was absolutely right. I still use that game. I use it. In fact, some of you have played that with me, and I just love that because my sister, here's what I realized in retrospect. My sister really knew me. She really loved me. She wanted something good for me. And she was wise enough to get something that wasn't on my list, but was exactly what I needed. Aren't those gifts great? Now, let me ask you a question. If God were to give you a gift, and he knows you and he loves you, but it's not on your wish list, what would it be? Bible says that God knows you. Psalm 139 says, oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me. God knows everything about you. Everything. The Bible says that God loves you. 1 John 3 says, how great is God's love that he would lavish upon us that we can be called children of God. So here you have a God who knows you completely. He knows your every need, your every whim. He loves you more than anyone could ever love you. And he decides to get you something that's not on your wish list. And it's Jesus Christ, and through him, it's forgiveness. You know, when this passage we just read, the angel told Joseph, you are to name him Jesus. That name Jesus actually means the Lord saves you. And then he goes on, he says, the reason you're going to name him Jesus is because he will save his people from their sins. Forgiveness, whether you know it or not, may not be on your wish list, but is the thing you need most from God. You need forgiveness. And this is how I know we all deep down need forgiveness. Because we tend to avoid God when we do something wrong. Amen? When we really blow it, when we really mess up, our first reaction isn't to be around God. Our first reaction is to avoid him at all costs. I've shared this story before, but many years ago, I was leading a Bible study of a bunch of college people, and I built this friendship with a guy, great guy. We got to know each other. He shared more about his life. And after months of friendship, he came up to me and said, you know, I really need a favor. And he shared where he was in debt, and he needed $200. He needed a loan of $200. And so I said, let me check with my wife. We talked about it. We went back to him and said, you know what? My wife and I talked about this. We would love to loan you $200. You can pay it back at your own pace. Don't worry about it. He said, thank you, thank you, thank you. We felt so good knowing that he was taken care of. It was the last time I ever saw him. And I wondered what happened. And week after week, he would never come back to Bible study, but his girlfriend would come. And so eventually I asked his girlfriend, where is your boyfriend? I haven't seen him. And she said, you know what? He's so embarrassed because he can't pay you back. He doesn't want to see you anymore. He's just ashamed. I thought, really? And yet, don't we do the exact same thing with God sometimes? The Bible talks about sin as sometimes like a debt we owe to God. And sometimes we get into ourselves into a situation where we do things, we look back, and we're deeply regretful. We're deeply ashamed. We knew we shouldn't have done that, or we knew we shouldn't have been there, but we did. And everything in us wants to avoid God because it feels like a debt, and no one ever likes to be in debt to someone. And so God says, my greatest gift to you, it may not be on your wish list, but my best gift to you is forgiveness. I'm going to send someone who's going to be able to forgive your sins and cleanse you from anything you've ever done wrong. Here's the other thing I've noticed about debt, is we tend to love the people who cancel our debts. Elisa and Jared Rubio aren't here today, but I asked her permission to share this story. Elisa, many of you know, goes to our church, and they've been working for a long time with their bank to get their mortgage reduced. They're in a situation like many of us in our area where, you know, the house is upside down, income is lost, and they've been working for a very long time with this bank to get their loan and mortgage reduced. Well, the bank finally called them and said, guess what? We're reducing your debt. And here's your mortgage payments, a lot less. And Elisa's first words to this person she doesn't know at all, I love you. I love you. And so she doesn't even know this person, but there's something that happens when we feel in debt and the person we owe says, I cancel the debt. It's over. We just love those people. And when God forgives our sins, when he says, I've come to forgive you of the thing you're most ashamed about, something happens in us. We love God. We walk around with our heads held high. We walk around with boldness because the man, the God who knows everything about us, who has every right to hold things against us, says, I forgive you. The debt is canceled, and that is my Christmas gift to you. Something just happens, and we rejoice. The Bible tells a story about a lady who, all we know about her, she was a sinful lady. She broke into a dinner party that a religious leader was having for Jesus. This lady came, she fell at Jesus' feet and poured perfume on his feet and cried on his feet and dried his feet with her hair. And it was just this mess of love. And the religious leader looked at this and said, what is this woman doing here? And Jesus said to this religious leader, here's a story to tell you. Two people owed money. One owed a lot and another owed a little. Both their debts were canceled. Guess which one of the two is going to love the person more? And the religious leader said, well, it's the person who owed more money. It's exactly right. Simon, this religious leader, I've been in your house this whole time, and you've hardly done anything for me. But this lady, her sins have been totally forgiven, and she loves me much. There's something that happens when our debts are forgiven and we just love God. See, we think our deepest problems might be financial. And if that were the case, God would have sent some kind of economist. We think our deepest needs, our deepest problems is we need a love life. If that were the case, God would have sent some type of relational guru, a matchmaker. We think, oh, if we just had more knowledge and better education, that's what we need. Everything will be okay if we had that. God, give us that. If that were the case, God would have given us an educator, a teacher. But God knew that your deepest, deepest need, your deepest want is forgiveness. And so God sent a Savior to forgive you of your sins. Let me ask you, as we kind of enter this Christmas season, where do you most need God's forgiveness right now in your life? Where are you struggling with the most shame? Where are you struggling with the most guilt? Where are you struggling with the most disappointment in yourself? Where is it that you're avoiding God right now? And I want to share you good news. God sees that. He says, I send my son for you so you can be forgiven. And I want you to love me as a result. I want you to experience God's forgiveness, the joy of him saying, I see it all and I forgive you. I went out of my way to send Jesus. Years ago, my family went on a cruise with my parents to Egypt. And we got to be on this cruise and we were on the Nile River enjoying Egyptian scenery. And this cruise was really funny. They had this one soundtrack, about 10 songs that they would repeat the whole cruise. I'm not kidding, it was about 10 songs, and we were there for 3 or 4 days, and we just keep on going. So it became this juggle, here comes that song again. But there was one song that my dad, every time it came on, he just lit up, he loved. It was Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You. And it was like the first time he ever heard it, and every time he heard it, he just lit up. And so this was right before Christmas. When we got home, my sister came to me and said, I want to get Dad a CD of that song. He loves that song. And our dad, my dad's a wonderful dad. He's loved us so much. And my sister was just so lit up about loving him back. He's done so much for us. She just wanted to get him something that she would love. So we went to the music shop. This was before iTunes and all that. We had to go find an actual CD. You guys remember those, what those are? We had to go in, and we went, and we found out that this song, this particular song, was very hard to find. In fact, it was unclear if he ever put it on a CD. And so we finally found a CD with a song called I Love You. We thought that must be it. So she wrapped it. We bought it. Christmas Day, my dad opened it. My sister tells him how excited she was about getting this. This is, I called to say I love you. My dad's excited. We put in the CD player. We go to song track number 4 where the song is, and it's the wrong song. I learned something because I looked at my sister, and she started crying. She was 9, 10, 11 years old. Just started crying. Christy, what's wrong? And she so wanted to love her dad. He's been so good to us. He cared so well. And she found a gift that she thought he would love. And it was the wrong song. And the disappointment just came, and she was just crying. Then I looked at my dad. Was my dad upset? No. You know why? He knew he had his daughter's heart. And that was more important to him. He knew he had this relationship. When God forgives you, what he most wants is you. The best gift you can give God is you. It's not this simple transaction, hey God, you tell me what to do, I do it. No, no, no. He wants your heart. God's best to you is Jesus Christ and his forgiveness. And I pray this season, whatever shame you bring, whatever disappointment you carry, whatever guilt you have, you will know that we have a God in heaven who sees it and says, I'm sending my son so he can save you from your sins. I love you that much. And all he wants back from you is for you to receive that gift and love him back. He wants you. If you gave me a priceless gift, and all Christmas season it just sat under my tree unwrapped, and I never opened it, wouldn't that be the silliest thing ever? Thank you. And yet God is saying, I'm giving you myself. I'm giving you forgiveness. Have you unwrapped that gift? It's the most priceless thing you could ever receive. It may have not been on your wish list, but it's what Jesus Christ is giving you. And you need to unwrap it to experience it. And when you do, God does something amazing. Freedom comes. You don't live in guilt and shame anymore. You don't live in disappointment. You live with courage. You live with joy. You become more generous towards people. You don't hold grudges as much anymore because God's been so good to you. You look at people you used to hate and say, I actually care about you. You look at people who are annoying and say, I want to care about you. God does something when he forgives you and you open up that gift. You become transformed through his Holy Spirit and you realize, this is what I needed. I never asked for it, but God, you know me and you love me, and this is what I need. So I want to plead with you. Unwrap the gift. Tell Jesus, I receive your forgiveness. I am sorry for my sin, but I receive Jesus Christ, and it's the best thing you could ever give me. Amen. So here's how we're going to celebrate that today. We are going to go into a time of ornaments. How many families actually brought ornaments? Did you guys bring them? Okay, great. If you did not, we have some spare ones on the back table, the guest table. You just need one ornament per family. We're going to spend some time for you to come up with your family and put your ornament on one of these three trees right here. And when you're doing that, what you're saying is, God, I give my best to you. It's a way for you and your family to symbolize giving your best to God. Hi, Eli. This is my boy. He's the singer. Yeah, the shouter. So we're going to go into a time of singing Silent Night, and at your own pace, come up with your family, put the ornament on, give your best to God, and go back to your seat again. If you don't have an ornament, go back to the guest table first, pick one up, and let's sing Silent Night together.